Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about walking with Jesus on the road of praise. As we reflect on our Palm Sunday message and the crowds praising Jesus loudly, hailing him as king, shouting that he would save them, welcoming him. So each weekday morning, we're taking a look at a different aspect of how we ought to praise God. And today, we're going to focus in on praising God willingly. I suspect there are times in life where you're not so willing. And somebody expects it. And what do? Psalm 119, verse 108 says, "Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws." The psalmist is asking God to accept his praise. It's a willing praise. And as a part of that praise, there's a desire to have a better understanding of God's laws. Unstated in this particular verse is that that better understanding is so there would be a better obedience. But perhaps in your life, I know it was true in my life, you were taught to say thank you. Sometimes you were taught to say thank you when you weren't all that thankful. That strange uncle gave you that strange gift, and your mom said, "Well, tell him thank you." And you're thinking in your mind, at least, "Why? I didn't want this." And while there are things that we said thank you for that we weren't really thankful for, the practice was good for us. It taught us to be grateful. To be grateful for the things that we wanted, but to also be grateful for the heart behind the things we didn't want. Now, we tend to recognize to some extent when someone's gratitude is genuine. We kind of prefer the willing thankfulness over the forced thankfulness. We generally will accept either. We'll say it's better than nothing, but in reality, when we give to others, if we're doing so with good motives, we do so to please them, to benefit them, to help them. And I agree, sometimes the gift that is most pleasing and beneficial and helpful isn't exactly what they had at top of their list. And their gratitude isn't genuine, at least not immediately. But many times it will grow into a genuine gratitude when they understand, and ours is the same way. God desires that we praise him willingly. His good and precious gifts that comes down from above, where the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from. We don't always like those gifts. And sometimes our praise of God is a bit forced. Have you ever been in a worship gathering and felt pressure to worship in a way that you didn't want to? Sometimes you go along with it, begrudgingly, because you don't want to stand out. But there's a difference when even that same action wells up from within and comes from you naturally. It's not that it's a good or a bad action, it's the heart. It's why God loves the praise of His people, and especially the willing praise of His people, because it flows from a heart that desires to acknowledge Him, that it desires to exalt Him. But just as we do with everyday life, we teach our children to praise God, whether they feel like it or not, so that it becomes a natural go-to that comes from the heart. There are times where our mind and our heart disagree with each other. And it's what we've trained our heart to seek God. Talked about that yesterday, to praise wholeheartedly. And it grows into this willing praise because our heart wants to. Even when our mind says, well, you shouldn't. You don't have anything to praise God for. And sometimes our mind is influenced and led by the deceit of the enemy. But this wholehearted praise becomes a willing praise when we desire, in good times and bad times, to praise God no matter what. When we've experienced the goodness of God in all circumstances, our praise becomes a willing praise. It's why it's so important to combine this willing praise with a desire to be more informed of what God wants. Because as we're more informed of God's laws, we have a better understanding of why we receive the gifts that we receive. Not all the time. There are times that we just won't have understanding, but we praise God willingly. Sometimes because we recognize the goodness of His gift at the very moment that it's given, but sometimes because we trust. That this gift is what I need. And someday I'll understand better. We open God's Word. We spend time in prayer. We pay attention to His Spirit. And we learn. And we grow. And we're transformed. And we willingly praise God because we've seen Him at work. Some of our greatest praise comes when we see Him at work in our most difficult times. The times that we understand the least. And our faith is the strongest. And so today we willingly praise God for being God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to be transformed more and more into the image of Christ. And Father, there are times that we don't understand what we've been given. We don't understand Your nature. And we hesitate. We're not sure we want to praise You. We even begin to doubt because of our experience and because of the deception of the enemy that you're worthy of praise. And we begrudgingly give you praise because somebody says we ought to. God, help us to grow so that whether times are good or times are a struggle, we would willingly praise you because our faith, our trust has grown and our obedience to your laws, your commands, your instructions has grown. May our heart always seek you. And because of that constant seeking of your face, may we willingly praise you for being God. Help us to move our praise beyond a gratitude for what you do for us to a willing praise simply of who you are. The one who is God, the one who is almighty, the one who is righteous and just and loving and merciful and compassionate, the one that combines all of the things that we need and we can't do. So God, today, give us a heart and mind that agree with a desire to willingly praise you, to willingly lift up the name of Jesus, so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. But once again, an invitation to join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ this weekend. Tomorrow, Friday, April 3rd, is our Good Friday service here at the 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend, Indiana, 6:30 p.m., time of remembrance, time around the Lord's table, remembering the sacrifice that has set us free. Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering. We'll consider continue this road, lessons from the road, as we look at walking the road with the resurrected Lord. And so if you don't have a church home, if you're visiting in the South Bend, Mishawaka, Michiana area, come join us. If you have a church home, be involved there and continue to praise God willingly. This, again, has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.